Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has expressed deep concerns over the Nigerian army's deadly attack against Shia Muslims. Zarif made the remarks during a telephone conversation with his Nigerian counterpart. Zarif also called on the Nigerian government to take serious action to prevent violence against Shia Muslims and protect their lives. Nigerian army troops are reportedly destroying a Shia mosque in the city of Zaria. The move follows the army's deadly attack against the supporters of Shia cleric Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki in the city. Hundreds of people were reportedly killed and wounded in the offensive. Turkey is reportedly withdrawing a number of its troops from northern Iraq as part of a rearrangement plan. Military sources say about a dozen army convoys have already left the Bashir military camp near Mosul, northward. Baghdad has filed a complaint against Turkey with the UN Security Council. A Turkish opposition lawmaker says the ISIL terrorists in Syria received all the necessary materials to produce the deadly sarin gas via Turkey. Speaking to Russian media, Eren Erdem cited an abruptly closed criminal probe into Turkish citizens' alleged involvement in a sarin gas deal with the terrorists. Yemen's former regime confirms that a UN-brokered ceasefire will go into force at Monday midnight. Delegations from the former government, as well as the Ansarullah movement and its allies, are in Geneva for the peace talks scheduled for Tuesday. Nearly 7,300 civilians have been killed in Yemen's nine-month conflict. The United Arab Emirates confirms one of its top commanders has been killed in Yemen's Taiz province. The Yemeni army and allied Ansarullah fighters fired missiles on the town of Dhubab. At least 146 foreign ministers, including the commander of Saudi troops in Yemen, died in the attack. The United Nations Security Council rejects a draft statement condemning a bomb attack that killed 22 civilians in the Syrian city of Homs. Damascus had earlier urged the Security Council and the UN chief not to turn a blind eye to terrorism. Syria accuses the international community of discriminatory silence on terrorism. South Korea says it's not planning any fresh talks with the North anytime soon. This after deputy minister-level talks between the two sides ended with no agreement over the weekend. North Korea accused Seoul of refusing to discuss core issues, while the South accused Pyongyang of putting economic projects before humanitarian issues.